Welcome to Kosher Tidbits. In a previous tidbit, I had the privilege of giving a broad overview of many of the issues involved in certifying industrial baking companies. In recent tidbits, Harav Belsky Shlita has presented a thorough and comprehensive review of the halachos of Bishul Yisroel, Pas Yisroel, and other issues involved in bread baking. Other tidbits have dealt with related topics. In this tidbit, we will, Imirtz Hashem, focus upon some general aspects of bread, pas, specifically lechem. Using the unique status of pas as an example, we hope to demonstrate the unity of halacha and to show the interesting nexus between halachas of Yoredeya, ma'acholos asuros, non-kosher food, kosher mishpat, relationships between people, and orach chayim, everyday living, and the home. Let us begin. Foods made from the chameshes minei dogon, the following five types of grain, have a special significance in the halacha. They are chita, saora, kusemes, shipun, shibola, shuol, wheat, barley, spelt, rye, and oats. Bread made from these minim exclusively has been assigned by Chazal the special status of lechem. The Tur notes that this is because they have been singled out in the Torah among the minim produce for which Eretz Yisroel has been praised. The verse in Devarim Periches Posuches states about Eretz Yisroel, Eretz Chito Usaora, Vegefen, Verimon, Eretz Zeis Shemen Udvash. Chita, Saora are mentioned because they are the main types encompassing all of the rest. This special status has ramifications in a myriad halachas. Let us look into a few of them. In Hilchos Brachos, they are on top of the hierarchy of the halachic food chain, if you will. When baked, they require the special bracha of mezonos before and the full bracha achrona of al hamichya afterwards. Of course, if baked in the tzura of pas, and in a form in which it is the derech to be koveya su'ud on them, to be used as the mainstay of the meal, they have the highest distinction of requiring netilas yadayim, washing of the hands, and the super bracha of hamotzi before eating, followed by the full birchas hamazon. Because of their special chashivas importance, they are an exception to a general rule in Hilchos Brachos. If two foods with different brachos are consumed at the same time, the din is that one of the foods is deemed as ikar, the main component, by virtue of its quantity and its desirability. A bracha is made on the ikar, and there is no need for a bracha on the tofel, the minor component. However, if the tofel, the so-called minor component, is comprised of the five minim, and is present for food purposes, not merely as a binding agent, then it does require its own bracha. The five minim, due to their special significance, can never be deemed as tofel, as minor, and will be by definition deemed as the ikur, need their own bracha. The other component is deemed as the tofel. It should be noted that there are certain instances of eating two foods where a bracha is made on both. Lechem made from the chameshes minei dogon has halachic significance regarding su'udos mitzvah, required meals as well. Su'udos mitzvah, for example, the required meals on Shabbos, on Yontif, and other festive and joyous occasions, require the inclusion of lechem as part of the fulfillment of the mitzvah. Chazal apparently have viewed the su'uda meal as incomplete without being enhanced by the presence of lechem. Their special status is quite apparent on Passover, Pesach as well. If dough made from these five minim becomes leavened before baking, then it becomes chametz and is subject to the most severe onesh of kares if consumed on Pesach willingly. There are other foods that are forbidden to eat on Pesach, to be sure, either midrabbanon or based upon minug, adopted custom. For example, the minug adopted throughout Ashkenazi communities of not eating kidneys, legumes, but only these five minim can become chametz min haTorah. Conversely, only these minim may be used under the proper conditions of shmira, of watching, and with the proper intention to bake matzah, to fulfill the mitzvah of achilas matzah on Pesach. These five minim come to play regarding hafroshas challah as well. There is a mitzvah min haTorah to separate challah from isa, dough, and give it to the kohen, as the Torah states, reishis ariso seichem. Isa is defined as blila ova, a thick dough. In instances such as sponge cake, which is blila racha, a loose batter, challah is taken after afia, the baking. This special mitzvah applies only to the dough kneaded of flour from these particular five minim. This halacha applies min haTorah only in Eretz Yisrael, like the other mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz, special laws applicable to produce of Eretz Yisrael. However, midrabbanan, there is a chiyuv of challah even in today's times and even outside of Eretz Yisrael. It is for this reason that kashrus agencies here, as well as the consumer, have to make sure that challah is appropriately separated. Indeed, our Rav Shechter Shlita has given a thorough tidbit explaining the system of being mafresh challah. Why did the rabbis decree an obligation of challah separation outside of Eretz Yisrael? There is no such requirement for truma, for shmita, and the other mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz. The Shulchan Aruch, based upon the Rambam, says that otherwise somehow the laws of challah would be forgotten. Tosfos in Kiddushin answers differently. Challah looks like and resembles a mitzvah upon the person independent of his locale and not like a land-oriented mitzvah, because although it applies only to the grains of Eretz Yisrael, the obligation does not take place in the field, but rather later at the time that the dough is kneaded in the home. Therefore, the Rabbanan were able to institute it outside of Eretz Yisrael as well. Hagon Reb Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, in his Sefer on Chumash, notes other unique aspects of challah. Challah took effect immediately upon entry into Eretz Yisrael, as opposed to Truma, for example, which took effect only after the 14 years of conquest and distribution of Eretz Yisrael. The Midrash Tanchuma assigns a special role to women in the performance of this mitzvah. The Navi Yecheskel indicates that this mitzvah results in bringing bracha to the home. Based upon his comments, we may say that challah is unique because it has to be taken and given away from the staple food, bread dough, that you have worked so diligently for, planting the seeds, reaping, making it into flour, and finally kneading into dough. You are now ready to partake and benefit from all of your toil and serve your family. First, says the Torah, give away a part to the Kohen. Give away a part to Tzedakah. The Mishpachas Yisrael is taught that before it may take and partake, it must first give to others. This is a crucial mitzvah in the proper chinuch of the Beis Yehudi. For this reason, immediately upon entry into Eretz Yisrael, it took effect. The woman, as Akeres Habayis, is therefore has a special role to play in this chinuch-oriented mitzvah. It therefore brings bracha to the home. Perhaps we may add that for this reason, the Rabbanon sought fit to institute it in Chutzal Oretz as well. It is interesting to note that there is another area in the halacha where the chamishes meine dogon, these five minim, come to the fore specifically from the time of Lisha, from the time of kneading of the dough, and that is the rabbinic prohibition of dairy bread. We have already noted the special place bread, lechem, has in a seuda. The seuda meal commonly was of meat. Therefore, the Rabbanon prohibited the kneading and, of course, baking of dairy bread, lest it be eaten in the meal. My colleague and good friend, Rabbi Morrison, has given an eloquent tidbit fully discussing this issue. These minim have a special status regarding the rabbinic prohibition, the Isur, of Bishul Akum as well. There was an accepted Iser Midrabanan of Bishul Akum regarding cooked foods. Foods baked from these five minim and deemed as pas are not in the category of Bishul Akum. Klal Yisrael never fully accepted nor instituted an Iser of pas akum in all situations. A distinction was drawn between pas palter, commercially baked items, which was permitted, and pas balabayis, home-baked items, which was prohibited. The reason that the Iser of pas palter was not fully accepted is that these items were deemed chaye nefesh, foods vital to subsistence. Nevertheless, in many mekomos, places, the Iser is accepted and practiced. It is less restrictive than the Iser of Bishul Akum, to be sure, and has its own set of halachic rules and guidelines. Many mekomos, places, however, have accepted the heter of pas palter as brought in the Shulchan Aruch. Pas palter refers to commercially baked pas items made of the five minim, for which the bracha is hamotzi all of the time. In the case of standard pas, or when the bracha is hamotzi, if one is koveya se'uda on them, as in special cases of pas known as pas habor bekistin. What, you may wonder, is the status of bagels, which are boiled and baked? Bagels are pas and not bishul, even though they are put in boiling water. This is actually addressed by Gaon Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in Igros Moshe in the second chelik of Yoredeya. The bagels are baked and hence pas. The dough is put in boiling water for a short period of time, not to cook, but in order to give the bagel its unique chewy texture that bagel connoisseurs have come to love. Donuts, on the other hand, are only fried in oil and not baked, and therefore are not pas, but rather bishul. This is regarding the Iser of Bishul Akum. The status of donuts regarding the laws of brachos is a different matter. In order to certify a product as pas Yisrael, a rigorous standard of supervision must be adhered to in order to ensure that it is pas Yisrael according to the halacha. We do not rely upon kulos leniency, some even accepted by others, that are not well grounded in the paskim. The nature of industrial baking, its complex facilities, and the fact that Ashkochet Tzmidus is not always the situation makes Pas Yisrael certification a challenge, but one that can be met. This challenge is met by having one of the following basic conditions satisfied. 1. A Mashkiach or other Yisrael actually lights the fire of the oven. 2. Pilot light. A pilot light is put on and secured by the Mashkiach. The source of the fire of the oven is this pilot, lit pilot light. Halachically, this is deemed Esh Miesh. There are two practical considerations that need to be dealt with if using this method. There need to be safeguards implemented to make sure that the pilot remains on. In addition, the pilot should be turned off and relit periodically and regularly by the Mashgiach. This is not practical in many situations today because many ovens now are not gas-lit but rather electronic and therefore do not have pilots. 3. The Mashgiach lights the actual fire of the oven and always remains on. The company may reduce the temperature. For example, if the company bakes at, let us say, 350 degrees Fahrenheit, then its temperature may be lowered but not turned off. It must remain at the minimum temperature of 176 degrees Fahrenheit. Our Poskim have determined that this is the minimum temperature at which the fire of the oven can bake, and therefore at this temperature, the Eish of the Yisrael is still extant. Again, safeguards and careful systems must be implemented to ensure that the oven never drops below this required temperature. 4. A computer phone system has been devised that would be acceptable lahalacha even for the more stringent din of Bishul Yisrael. A machine is installed in the factory which enables the Mashgiach outside of the plant to, by remote control, by entering special designated codes in a touch-tone phone, to actually put on the oven. It cannot be diverted. The Gedolei HaPoskim have endorsed this system wholeheartedly. We do not accept the installation of heating elements, heating rods, or light bulbs lit by the Mashgiach. There are cases where the need for Pas Yisrael derives not from Hilchos Yoredeya, but rather from Orachayim. The Poskim bring in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos that even those who eat Pas Palter during the week should be machmir to eat only Pas Yisrael on Shabbos because of, quote, Shabbos. There is a difference of opinion whether this refers only to the lechomim upon which kiddush is made or to all lechem bread eaten during the seudos of Shabbos. We have already seen that the chashivus, importance of lechem, enhances seuda. Kvod Shabbos is even further enhanced by lechem, which is Pas Yisrael. The poskim also cite the recommendation that the woman actually bake the Shabbos challahs herself on Erev Shabbos for the following reason mentioned by Rashi in Masechet Shabbos based upon a medrash in Bereishis. She should make challahs in order to be mafreshes challah to fulfill the mitzvah of separating challah portion through which she, so to speak, makes up for the chet of chava of persuading Adam to sin, which led to Adam losing his immortality. Adam was referred to as Chaloso Shel Olam, the first separation by Hashem from the Adam. She was Ma'abedes Chaloso Shel Olam. This, of course, would be an additional reason besides the one that we mentioned earlier for the woman's special role in the mitzvah of Hafroshas Challah. In the halachos of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, the Shulchan Aruch cites a ruling with its source, its makor, actually a Gemara Yerushalmi, that even those who are not Nizar in Pas Yisrael during the year should be Nizar during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, the 10 days of penitence. Svarim explained that during this special period of time of closeness to Hashem, we beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bestow chesed and rachamim upon us, and it thus behooves us to act with more chasidus and attempt to be more Nizar in our Avodas Hashem. We go above and beyond the strict law and hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does so as well. It should be understood that while this particular chumrah was certainly brought in the Shulchan Aruch, we need not limit our extra zihirus to Pas Yisrael alone. Indeed, Poskim explicitly state that it is most important to be extra Nizar and Mahader in the area of Ben Odom L'Chavero during this special period of time. I would humbly suggest that we certainly make an effort to be machmir and zohir in our speech. Chazal have shown us the critical connection of zihirus from ba'acholos asuros to our spiritual well-being. Consumption of non-kosher food is metamte meshalev. It damages us, sometimes having ramifications even many years later. Improper speech is detrimental to our spiritual well-being. The verse states, Mi ho'ish hechofetz chayim, ohev yomim liros tov, nitzor l'shoncho meira, guard your tongue from evil, usvasecho on your lips midaber mirmofim, speaking deceit. Our chayim ruchniyim, our spiritual life, depends upon our maintaining proper speech. Indeed, the only mention of the singular word kosher in Tanakh is in the Megillas Esther, when Esther tells Achashverosh, V'kosher hadovar b'enei hamelach, if the matter is proper in the eyes of the king. In Hebrew, in Lashon HaKodesh, dovar is the same shoresh as dibur, which means speech. Our food must be kosher. Our speech must be kosher as well. What goes into our mouths and what goes out of our mouths must be kosher, proper, and up to the highest standards. Be'ezus Hashem, we should all be worthy to be able to say about our mouths, in entry as well as in exit, the kosher hadavor. Thank you.